The Little Caterpillar by Chanel Rose Chow. It's a big world outside with lots of scary things. It's dangerous being a little caterpillar. Watching out for hawks, spiders, and most of all, bears is a full-time job. Under the leaf of a milkweed plant, the little caterpillar stays hidden inside her chrysalis. "Anything can be out there," worries the little caterpillar. She double checks that her chrysalis is shut tight. In the morning, a bubble of laughter floats nearby. "I wonder what's going on outside," wiggles the little caterpillar. "Come and smell the flowers with us," buzz the bees. The little caterpillar spots a hawk soaring in the sky. "Maybe later, not today." With the sun high in the sky, another group of friends comes to visit. "Come and play by the lily pads," whiz the dragonflies. The little caterpillar catches the glint of silvery spider webs in the tall grass. "Maybe later, not today." The little caterpillar gives a big sigh. "I really want to play with my friends, but there are way too many scary things." The little caterpillar becomes the lonely little caterpillar and stays in her chrysalis. That night, she dreamed of being chased by hissing snakes, screeching hawks, and growling bears. In the morning, the little caterpillar jolts awake from a loud sound. "Grrrr!" Out of the bushes bursts a huge bear. The little caterpillar squeals in her chrysalis, squeezing her eyes tight. "I can't go outside. I can't go outside. No, no, no. It's way too dangerous." Many days go by. Wrapped tightly in her chrysalis, the little caterpillar could hear the bees buzzing, the dragonflies whizzing, and the butterflies fluttering. "The outside world is scary. It's not so bad being in here all by myself. I'd rather stay inside than be eaten by a big, bad bear." The little caterpillar loses track of time as she hides in her chrysalis. "Help us! Help us!" "Oh no, that sounds like my friends the bees. I gotta help my friends." The little caterpillar stretches and wriggles and pops out of her chrysalis. The little caterpillar races to her friends, zooming as fast as she can. The bees buzz around the bear's head. The bear lifts the hive in its razor-sharp claws. "Oh, hello. It's nice to meet you," says the bear. "I'm just finishing up helping the bees. Their home fell, and I am putting it back up for them. Is there anything I can do to help you?"
No,
the little caterpillar starts to back away. "What's your name? Why don't you come join us?" The bear gives a toothy grin. "I'm the little caterpillar, but I don't know if I should be outside." The bear scratches its chin. "I don't see any caterpillars here."
"But I'm right here," says the little caterpillar.
Looking down, she realizes that she is high above the ground. "How did I get up here?" Turning around, she gasps.
"What are those?"
Huge, beautiful orange wings shimmer behind her. She was no longer a caterpillar. She had turned into a beautiful monarch butterfly. The little butterfly spends the rest of the day riding on the bear's shoulders. They pass by spiders and hawks, and she realizes that they aren't so scary after all. Now she buzzes with the bees, whizzes with the dragonflies, flutters with the butterflies, and eats honey with the bear. The little butterfly spends her days happily exploring the wonderful outside world.